course, everybody else's was being sent over to the department where it was supposed to be, you see, because we're in the 10 Pryor Street building, uh-huh. which is away from the main place, you know. But still, a good many of the offices are up there. I think they have, well, probably about three whole floors, offices, professors' offices and departments and so forth. So you know they send a raft of checks.
Yes.
Every week. Of course, mine is not, you know, any great amount. $600 is nothing you worry about if you're...
Except if you're going to get it.
I'm the one that wants it.
Yes, that's
right.
That was
right. My expense. Mm-hmm. But I finally managed to get it, and Dr. Biddin said, well, my hat's off to you. He says, I tell you, trying to trace down anything around here is just impossible. Oh, he said, he has his answer.
Maybe that's where your transcript is.
That's right, I believe it.
They probably don't know that I ever existed up there.
Well, then I could get all this information from the English department as if I were an undergraduate in English. I told Dr. Blunt that, and he says, what? Honestly, I said, well, that's all right. I don't mind. Just extra mail. But I said, I'm glad.
Extra mail? I mean, the check didn't come. They didn't have room to bring it.
Just couldn't find it.
Couldn't get it in the mailbox. Oh.
Let's see. Now, oh, yeah, now we're section 33, Jean. Look on your program on 33.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Okay, we'll talk about those pictures about what they're threshing of.
They are threshing hay, and they're stacking hay, and into hay stacks, and a tractor.
Yeah, do you call anything besides stacks, El?
Only hay stacks. I wouldn't call it anything else.
Well, now, take this, suppose
it's bales.
Yeah. Or if it were wheat, you've heard of, you know, those little bunches, what do you call the little bunches here?
Sheaves.
Yeah.
Sheaves?
Do you
bringing
say sheaves?
In the sheaves.
That's what, you know, that's the only thing I
guess I'd say sheaves there.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about wheat. I wouldn't know wheat in the field, much less in bunches.
But it says a bind or a bundle, which is odd.
No. Mm-mm.
Now, when you get ready to make a field out of some woods, what would you call doing
clearing
that process?
It. You'd clear it.
Yeah. And then, if you were talking about how the size of the crop, or of whatever you had raised, you'd say, this year you had a...
Oh, bumper crop?
Yeah, a bumper crop, a big crop. Now let's see, then, like for instance, if you cut grass, say if you cut hay, and then at the end of the season you cut it again, what would you call that? Would it be like an additional crop, or they say second cutting or whatever.
I wouldn't even know about that.
Well, see,
you might make a second crop and plant something entirely different, but I didn't even know you could cut hay again.
Well, grass or clover or something like that, they say. Of course, they say aftermath or latter math.
No, that's your Yankee talk.
Well, now, suppose you were talking about bushels of wheat. See, we don't have wheat down here. This is what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, would you say bushels with an S on it, or you?
Yeah, bushels of wheat.
You wouldn't say bought a bushel of wheat.
No,
I've never heard
no.
Say that.
They will, and they'll say 5 cent. And
yeah,
we do say it in 2 feet, 2 feet long.
Yeah, that's right.
No, 2 feet. You wouldn't say 2 foot, would you? But people will say 40 cent.
Yeah, a 40 cent book or a 40 cent notebook rather than a 40 cents notebook.
Uh-huh. But bushels of wheat is what I would say.
Yeah, I would too. Now let's see. Oh yeah, when you're weeding the cotton or getting out the...
You're chopping cotton.
Yeah, now I've never heard anything but chopping cotton.
I haven't either. Thought that was all you did.
And said, what do you call the stuff that grows in cotton field, undesirable grass?
Weeds.
I would do weeds, that's all there is to it. And then, now you have a picture of a sawbuck in there somewhere. Do you know?
A sawbuck?
Oh, before we leave the fences, we're supposed to talk about those fences.
Those
too.
Are